Now, 99% of the radiation dose we receive in Ireland comes from natural sources and medical exposures. The Ionising Radiation National Dose Report looked at radiation from the air we breathe, from medical exposures and other environmental exposures. Andy Fanning is the Environmental Protection Agency Programme Manager for Environment and Health, and he's on the line. Andy, this is the first radon update that you've given us in a decade. Can you remind us what radon is?
Yeah, this report produced by ourselves and HICWA is looking at the full radiation dose, so not only from radon. Radon is a radioactive gas and it makes up the largest chunk. It's over 60% of the dose that we get on average per year in Ireland. It's a fairly nasty material. It's a carcinogen causing cancer of the lung. And I suppose what we're seeing today is that is the biggest chunk. We're seeing that slightly increased on our previous report from 2014. And we're also seeing that beneficial medical exposures has actually reduced over that decade. So basically improvements in technologies and treatments has actually reduced that. But so we're getting most of our dose from radon. And we're getting a little bit from different parts from our diet, etc.
And this radon, we're getting these doses in our homes and in our workplaces. How do we know how much radon? Can we still measure that with test kits?
Yeah, so I suppose a key message for ourselves is you can test your house for radon. It's a fairly simple test. It costs about €50. And there's a list of approved suppliers of the test on the EPA website. So people can go there and find out whom to use to do the test. We also have a map up on our website so people can check to see whether they're in a high radon risk area. But I suppose we go beyond that and looking at new builds. So I think the best thing is primary prevention. So if you're building a new house, it's always better to make sure you seal the bottom of your house so that you can't get the radon in the first place. And if you have a house, already have a house, do get it tested because it's one of those modifiable cancers. It's something that you can actually do to protect yourself and your family by getting that testing done.
And Andy, we're talking a lot at the moment about air travel. The report found that cosmic radiation received during air travel has doubled over the past 10 years to 2% of national exposure. So does this mean that the more you fly, the more radiation dose you're likely to get?
Well, absolutely. So cosmic radiation comes from the sun and from outer space, and the higher you are, the more likely you're going to get some of it. So we do get more from traveling more by air. But I suppose, as you do say, it's only 2% of the total, and whereas radon is over 60% of the total, and other radioactive gases we get are substantially higher. So yes, you will get a slightly higher dose if you do a lot of air travel, but it's nothing compared with what you're going to get in your own home or in your own workplace from radon.
And are people sufficiently aware of the risks from radiation from the various sources that you've looked at?
I suppose what we're finding is people are well aware of radon. Over 80% of people in Ireland will have an understanding of radon as a gas. But what we do find is people are not as willing to test as we would hope, because EPA recommends everybody get their house tested at some point, especially if you do upgrades to improve it. If you replace your windows or put in more insulation, you can trap more radon in your house. So it is worth doing that test. And we find that people are, I suppose, it's one of those many jobs that we all have to do in life. So it's one of those things that might get put on the long finger. And it's something that we do recommend that people do look at as frequently as they change their house or improve the air tightness of their houses. So it's a really important thing for us all to be doing. But it's easy to fix as well. So there are a lot of companies out there that will remediate your house if you do have a problem. So it's good to know that you have one. And it's even better to deal with it once you do have it.
Okay, Andy Fanning, Environmental Protection Agency Programme Manager for Environment and Health. Thank you for being with us today.